And today we will look at one of the most wonderful names of Allah, Al-Wadud. It's so beautiful. In Surah Al-Hud, that's Surah number 11, Ayah 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Ask forgiveness of your Rabb and then turn towards Him. إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Indeed, my Rabb is Rahim, He is merciful, and He is Wadood. The word Al-Wadood is derived from the Arabic word Wud, which conveys the meaning of love and friendship, and it applies to absolutely all avenues of goodness. See, Wadood is unconditional love. There are two types of love. Love in itself is an enigma. There's millions of books written on the subject. But in essence, there's two types of love. You have selfish love, whereby you love someone or something when it serves your purpose. As soon as the going gets difficult and you have to give more than you get, then the love changes a bit. That's conditional love. Unconditional love is that which does not increase on account of loyalty, nor does it decrease on account of aversion. Al-Wadud is the one who desires good for all his creation. He does good for them and praises them. In return, Allah is the only one worthy of love. And Al-Wadud is the quality which loves the well-being of his creation. It procures it for them in a beautiful way. Al-Wadud gives his creation abilities, the ability to realize their full potential. But the best of the abilities is the ability to love him back. And this ability does not come through the logic that serves our five sensory personality. The logics and understandings of the five sensory personality originate in the mind because they're products of the intellect. If we want to understand love or Al-Wadud, then it needs a higher order of logic and understanding which comes from the heart, which comes from the core of the nafs. And therefore it requires a close attention to feeling, to be in touch with ourselves. Remember when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." One who has recognized himself has recognized his Rabb. When we close the door to our feelings, we close the door to the vital currents that energize and activate our thoughts and actions. If we're not intimate with our emotions, then we cannot perceive the dynamics that lie behind these emotions. Because emotions reflect intentions. And therefore an awareness of emotions leads to an awareness of intentions. And the intention must be based on Al-Wadud. To be able to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to instill in us the love for others the way we love ourselves. One who prefers the needs of others over his or her own needs. There's a narration about a righteous man who once said, "I pray that on the day of judgment I might be stretched over the whole of Jahannam so that the feet of sinners will not burn." Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "If you wish to be loved by your Rabb, draw close to those who abandon you. Give to those who are stingy towards you. Forgive those who harm you." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, If a believer looks at the face of another believer with love, with wud, it's better for him than praying in my mosque for a whole year. He said, The faithful, the believer, who love and care for each other, are like one single body. When the part of one hurts, the whole body aches. So when we apply that psychoethically to ourselves, do we have this feeling of humanity for others? Because Abdul Wadud is the one whose love for Allah and the one who loves Allah is perfected. When Allah loves his abd, he spreads his love for that abd far and wide so that all except the heedless love him too. The Prophet ﷺ says, when Allah loves an abd, he calls Jibreel and says, I love this abd of mine, love him also. Jibreel calls to the heavens and says, oh you who are in the heavens, Allah loves so and so, love him too. So all that exists in the heavens, love him too. And the love of that abd is proposed to the creatures of the earth too, and they love him too. Al-Wadud is, by many scholars, deemed as Ism al-Adam, as Ism al-Adam, one of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the hadith al-Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my abd draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties I have enjoined upon him or her. And my abd continues to draw near to me with mustahab works, with that which is additional, which is not obligatory, so that I shall love him. And then he says, when I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his foot with which he walks. He's so beautiful. And remember, just a reminder, abd is one who is connected to him. All human beings love perfection. When we love something and we've acquired the love, or we've acquired that thing or that person in the sense that we've acquired their love, we want better. We always strive for perfection. And if we for a moment pondered, we'd understand that his love is perfect love. Not only giving it to him, but receiving it too. I said this name had Ism-e-Azam. It's an amazing name. If you find there is hostility between two people in a relationship, whether it's a marital relationship or any relationship, then eat from a dish upon which you have recited Ya Wadud 1,000 times. Inshallah, there will be reconciliation. If you write this name upon a piece of white silk and carry it with you, and remember to recite it as often as possible, you will find people inclining themselves towards you. It's an amazing name. Try it today. Maybe for the whole of today, say Ya Wadud. Amazing results. You'll find a better demeanor within yourself as well.